They're dedicated. In honor of Mordechai Rothman, who left last night. It starts off at the beginning of the second paragraph of Pesachim, Kol Shoh. Kol Shoh Shemuta Lechol, Meichel Beheimo, Lechai Le'oifis, Umoichel Le'nofi, Umuta Ba'nosai. Three things. Every time you mutta to eat, you can give your animals, you can sell to a goy, and it's mutta ba'no. So the second thing, Umoichel Le'nofi, he says you'll have to sell to a goy. So the challenge is, why do you say the Lashon Moichel Le'nofi? You should have said Lashon Nesina, that you'll have to give it to a goy. Why Dapka Mechiro? Says the Ritva. The reason why it's said only Moichel Le'nofi, not Le'nosno Le'nofi, because there's an Isser Nesina to give to a goy. You'll not give a Matnes Chinam to a goy. You can't give a free present to a goy. Where's the Makar for this ritual? The Makar is a Gemara in Amud Beis that says, brings it up right, that says, a Pasuk in Re'ei, Lo'is Techelo Kol Nebelo, L'ger Shab Shurecha, Tnano V'Ochla, Oy Mocha L'Nafi. You can't eat any Nebelo. The Ger Toshiv, that among you, you have to give them either a Matano, or to a Goy, Oy Mocha L'Nafi, you have to sell to a Goy. The Yehuda says, Dvorm Kiksavam. Explains Rashi, Dvon Kiksavim, Kach Mitzvasa, Lo Yitna L'Nachwi. You now give a present to Nachwi in a Vela, and a Ger Elohim Karenu. Rashi led on by Sfar, he says, Ula Osa Lite Matana L'Nachwi. You now give a present to a Goy. So the source of the Ritva that says, Shavu Mishnah, is Maif L'Nachwi, is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that says, Matnes Chinam is Osir. Even though the Gemara of Machlokes of Yehuda or Meir holds Nesina L'Nachwi is Mutter, but the Gemara in Erev in the Mavon Pei says, Machlokes of Yehuda or Meir, the Kval is Halachak of Yehuda. So that's Amish is like a Yehuda. Another Makar, another Pasuk, that Matnes Chinam is Aser, is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk in the end of Eschanan Loisechani, you can be gracious to a guy. The Gemara dashes three things. One thing is, Loisitin Lahem Matnes Chinam. You can't give them a present. Another thing the Gemara dashes is, Loisitin Lahem Chain. You can't praise them. Kamano Akum Zer, how well this Akum looks. And the third is, Loisitin Lahem Achaniya Bakarko. You can't give them land and Eretz Yisrael to dwell in. But the first thing is, over there, is you can't give them Matnes Chinam. So we have two Pesukim, Isser of giving a present to a guy. One is our Pasuk, Oy Mochel Anofri. Oy, or another Pasuk, Reschanan of Loisichonim. The Rambam. In Perek Yud, the Lachadala brings down the Pasuk of Matnes Chinam is also from Al Gemara, Oy Mochel Anofri. That's his Makar. Why do you need two Pesukim for? So the Maram Chalava over here explains the two Pesukim, because if it only said Loisichonim, then you might think over here when it says Tinenu Loger, you like if it's a present to a Ger, you might think the Nesina is Ali Dei, is the Nesina is through Mudamim. But now that it says that Mochel Anofri means a Nesina through money to Goy, that means the Mechira to giving to Goy through Mechira, therefore the Nesina to a Goy to a Ger is through the Nesina to a Ger is even a Matana, a Chinam. That's one text Mam Chalav over here says. The same translation of what the Zohar says, or Inami Taisha says, we have two Pesukim, one to give you a Lava Leisechonim, or to give you another say, and also give you a say of Oy Mochel Anofri. We have two different Pesukim, one's Nasei, one's Alav. This halacha is brought down, this din of Issa Matnes Chinam is brought down two places halacha, one in Chayt Mishra, it's in Ration and Test of Beis, and one in Yodeo, it's in Kufman Aleph, Sifir Aleph. Halacha is, also, Litan Lehem Matnes Chinam, Oy Pechav, you can't give a present to a guy. If that's true, if we pass them like that, the shell is, how can you ever tip a guy? How can you ever give them a present? When you go to a barber, at least in America, you tip them, or when you, at the end of the year, you give either your garbage collector a tip, or your mailman, you give them a tip because you want them to give you your mail. So the shell is, what is it had to give them a matana? What is it iser? Either of Oy Mochel Anofri, our Mishnah, our Pasuk, or of Leisechonim, how can you ever tip them? We'll give them a present. So the Gemara on Chabezim and Aleph, the Gemara brings down a Braisa, a Mishnah in Tulin. The Mishnah says, Shlech Adam Yerch Benachri, Ulikid Anashu Besaychai, Gesend a thigh to Anachri with the Ganashu inside of it. Why be Vnashim Akoyme Nikr? There's no problem, maybe the guy will sell it again to a Yid, and then he'll eat the Ganashu, because the Mokhm is Nikr. So Lashon the Mishnah is, Shlech Adam Yerch. Give them send a guy a Yerch. Sounds like Lashon Matana. So in fact, Toysvis, the Maskul Verebi, he is Kakasha. I think more in the Void of Zero says, also Litim and Matnes Chinam, the Issa Loisa Chonam, we can't give them a present. And Moshe points out, even though he is from the Void of Zero, he couldn't ask who would be from our Pasuk of Oy Mochel Anofri. Either way, it would have been the same Kasha. So what does a heter to ever give a goy a present? So Tosfos answers with a tesepta. The tesepta says, if it's a shachin, someone you recognize, someone you know, a friend, then it's mutter to give him a present. Why? Because it's not as if you're giving a present, it's kishu kemoichaloi, as if you sold it to him. Like when you give a friend or someone you know matana, he's going to end up having to giving it back to you something. And the give and take between people you make, you do something for me, I'll do something for you. So this is the Sefta, which all the Rishonim over here bring down. Also the Ran, Tosef Ben Aperet, Tosef Shan, Tosef Sarosh, Tosef Ben Adov, Ram Palva, Rishonim Ben Avad Zara, Rishonim Ben Erevin, all bring down the same teretz, that someone who you make, someone you recognize, there is no Isser Loisachonim. We also brought down Alapha. Also, Litei Madness Tinum, Chodim, She'ena Makiroi. We don't recognize him, but if you make him, it's Motu. And the Mekoi says, Mekoi is our Tosefus. The Gaon also says the same thing, it's Mishpat, same din. The Mekoi is our Tosefus. Someone you recognize, it's not a Matana, it's a Mechira. Therefore, when you are giving a tip to the barber, even though the Chor is a Madness Chinum, you're not tipping him because you like him. Give me a present, because next time he'll also give you a nice haircut. If not, he'll remember you, he'll give you that nice haircut. Or you're tipping the garbage man, so he'll pick up the garbage even snap by the curb. Or the mailman, you're tipping him, so you get your mail every day, constantly. This is also gave to the future. The gave, you allow to tip a person for the future, it's a mechamental, you'll give him, he'll give back. So Shlomi here is before asking, that's all. First, this then also, this is the head of a Daka Shalom. That's why you like if a great stalker. Because before you're giving him stuff, they Daka Shalom, Misha says, I would say to Matnas Kingdom. So in the future, he won't have time, he won't be anti-Semitic, he won't be mean to you. Well, and Daka Shalom won't have kindness in you. But this is all for the future. But the Shalom is, the Shalom is asking, is that a lot of times is a thing you give a tip for a person for rendering service in the past, a car service. You're not going to see the guy in the stomach again. So what's that to tip him? Or the restaurant, or the supporters at the airport, if the Schwarzer carries your bags, before he carries a few, and then he waits for your tip. So what is that to give him a tip? You don't give him a tip. He's not going to not carry your bags again. He's not going to hold back service from you in the future. He's not going to see you again. And he's going to try to get somebody else to carry, someone else's bag. What is the head to give them a present? Before that service is in the past, not in the future. If in the case of the Makkah's Yid, then it will be Daka Shalom. Let's say you won't. You go with a baseball cap, you don't know the difference. Or in a case that you won't know. No, but all you have to tip. The one who doesn't look like he doesn't have to tip. Because he is... No, okay, you don't recognize it yet. So why do you... Sorry, if I'll take a shot. So Erefam, the Baron Moshe, in the Simon Kufi Zayin, he says, Erefam, he says this kind of, he takes this choice, he quotes it, he says, if he knows all Jews won't tip, he won't go pick up Jews. It's known in Manhattan that Schwarzes can't get cabs, they don't pick up Schwarzes, because they don't tip. That's the reason, besides, they don't like Schwarzes. But Schwarzes can't get, they don't tip. Who didn't? If Jews stop tipping, it's up to Baron Moshe, even though you yourself is not in the gay, who might pick you up, might not. But in general, if Jews stop tipping, even if some of you stop, they won't want to pick up Jews, and it's also in the gay for Michael Memphis in the future. And a Hanami. So let's say in a case where he does not recognize that it's a Yid, or he won't know, or he'll die tomorrow. Marshal, is there an Isra and a Hanami Isra of Matnas Kingdom? Could you render service to the past? So the Masham over here, what? So the Masham over here sends you to a Rajman Shuba. The Rajman Shuba and Chelik Alves and Meches. He quotes the same Kasha. It's the same Kasha. Have to Shlech Yerach Lenachi Yid is the Isra of Matnas Kingdom. So he has two tuosim. One of his tuosim is that he's a heter of, well, giving a matan to goy, ligmul l'mashakodom, to pay for services already rendered. Someone already gave you something, he says, he calls the same to Sefta, in his kamerfloy. Just like for the future, you like give to him, you not pay him and give a tip and he'll give you a service in the future. We went to Dr. Rajma on the same seer, that paying back somebody, a curse, a toiv, or paying something back for someone who did you a toiv, in this time you're allowed to tip him. The student is brought down over here, also the Taz, it goes from Aleph to Ches, the same words, that Yishamud Mulai, to pay back something that you owe him, because he did you a favor. And Yechanami, that's also Nisla in the Gedda of Toysa the Kamoichloi, as if it's Matana. Nishmas Kolchai, he says it's a Chiddush, Pashas is not that way. But however, this it is nakamenfas, whether in the past, whether in the future, whether it's rendering service given or for service to be given, it's the same thing. You both are a getter of makach memka is not nifflin in the din of matnas dinam. So you're tipping in for the service rendered. You can't stop giving the tip. That's the head of mechira. That's what it means. That's a commercial life, meaning it's not a matana. I'm doing it because you did something for me. I have to. You expect me to pay back. Everyone does. I said, therefore. So it's expected. It's expected. So that's mechira. That's mechira. Right. That's the problem. That's pshat the teretz.
Is that different from?
The same thing. No, service rendered is what he's saying. It's didn't nipple and back of the memka. It's the same thing, not only for service in the future. Since he expects it, it's not said as if you are a matana. You're doing it because he expects it. Or any other person. What does the makira
mean?
What?
But
no, Kamayafoy, not Makir, Kamayafoy. Shukhanar says, Eshkiri Makiro. So he says, Al Makiro, Loira, Alayo Shay Matoma, Al Kamukhiro. Shisham Dmula, Ikfa Shilmoy. True. So that's also, he recognized you for this moment. He did something for you. He's getting it back. Makiro doesn't mean. Because he's going to give something back for you. But the fact is, when he did something for you, that means he knows you, and he's waiting for. No, my kid could also be rendering a service. I don't know. The Tosafot says the Teretz is true k'marech v'loy. Shochanar, Goyim says coming from Tosafot, k'marech v'loy. It's a din of mechira. Well, even it's still a little makira. Fine. So let's. So they say over a story of the Pachad Yitzchak, and he was walking with somebody who was and he walked with somebody. This person and saw only in the street a guy, and he gave him a nickel. So the Pachad Yitzchak asked, "Why did he give it to him?" So he says, so the guy answered, "Darkei Shalom." So the Pachad Yitzchak says, "Yeah, but he gave 4 cents too much." So. Are you over Leisa Chanim in such a case? Are you over the Issa Manas Chinim because you could have got away with, let's say, a penny instead of giving a nickel? So before, because even though you had a right to give it, nickel in the Heter of, it's not Manas Chinim, it's Moichoi, it's wants Bnei Dakashon. So before, if you overbuy, if you pay for something, let's say Mamash buy something from a guy, then you overpay. Is it Issa Leisa Chanim? Is it Issa of you gave too much to a guy? It's a Vadanah. We don't find anywhere. There's a passion, no Issa Leisa Chanim, and overpaying. Because it's a mechira, make a mempo. People do overpay, people make mistakes, but it's not matnas chinam. So we're doing also, any matana which you're doing as now it's matana, but it's mutter because it's a din of mechira, before there's no issa. You have to, when you tip a person in the restaurant, exactly 10%, drop more, drop less, it's not that bad. There's no, it's not chash of a solid derisa, but it's a funny. You still give, you know, the drop more, the tip 10.12%, whatever it is, to round it off. Therefore, there will be no issa, but it's a funny. Because that is, it's not Isser of Matnas Chinam, it's Isser of Mechira. Now this is all a heter of, since he's of Mechach Memkar. Let's say, person cleans out his house from Chometz Erev Pesach, and tomorrow he can do beer, and he has a lot of Chometz in his house, he has a box of cereal. So, and he has a cleaning lady he hired just for that week, and he never can see the person again. So, can you give this box of cereal to this cleaning lady? She doesn't expect it. It's not for service rendered. It's not for the future. You're not going to see her again. So you're allowed to give it to her. You're going to burn it tomorrow. You're not going to anyway have any enough from it. Are you allowed to give it to this cleaning lady or anything, any chometz you have? You're allowed to give it any chometz you have to her which you have no value for. So it says in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Tov Mem Ches, Sif Gimel, the Mechava says that when you have a chometz before Pesach, you can sell it to Goy or give it to Goy. You know, afterwards, after Pesach, he'll give it back to you. It's nice, Mechira Gemura, or Matana Gemura. Frek the Fak Yaakov, and Sif Yud Beis, if it's a Matana Gemura, what's the heter? Before the Isra Matnas Chinom. So one teretz he says, is either Toysis, it's Makiroi, Kemerzloi, it's Makomempa, he knows you. The other teretz he wants to say, is that chometz, since you yourself, it has no shavius, it has no value, tomorrow it's going to be us right now, so you're not giving anything from yourself. So, true, the person who's receiving it is going to feel, I got something from this person, but you gave nothing, it has no value to you. Since it has no value to you, there's no isna matnas chinam, because you're not giving matanas anything that has any value to yourself. With this, the Paradis Yosef, in Lech Lecha, once answered Pshat by Avram Avinu, Avram, when he went to go fight the with the Arba Malachim against the Hamalachim, and they won the Hamalachim. Before Avraham had a Chiv, he conquered the Hamalachim, and then in the Chachim, conquering Malchom is yours. Yet the Pasuk says, Avraham says to the Arba Malachim, Im Chut at Zroich Nal, from a string to shoelace, I don't want to take. Why will I pay my Ani Asharti as Avraham? Not to say, I made Avraham Avinu rich. So the cash is, Rekh the Achoinim, what's the head to? L'chur that Isselah Sechonim. How can you give the Nechosim that Avraham got Melchoma to the Avraham Melachim? So it says the Paradis Yosef, since these are Hei Melachim, the Nechosim and the Din of Ir Nidachas, and anything Nechosim Ir Nidachas is Asur Bahanoah, so it goes to Chok Yaakov, anything Asur Bahanoah, Avraham couldn't have any enough from it, therefore giving it to the Dal Melachim is no Isselah Sechonim, because it had no value to Avraham Avinu himself. The Ksav Sefer in Chumash over there gives a different teretz. He quotes the Gemara in Gittin Lamechesim and Beis that Rav Elazar freed his Eved for a minion. So the Mepharshim ask, either the Issa Deraisa La'olam Behem Tavoidu, you always have to make your Eved be a servant to you. So the Ran and the Rashba say, Ramban, they say that the Issa La'olam Behem Tavoidu is in the get of Loisachonim. The same get of Isra Matnas Chinam, the same thing as Oilam Bem Tavoidu. Since the Rebbe Lezer freed his servant Lita Elis Asmui because he wanted a minion, there is no problem, just like the Loisa Chonim, there is no Issa of freeing someone Lita Elis Asmui, who were in Oilam Bem Tavoidu, there is no Issa of freeing an Eved for Lita Elis Asmui. That's what the Rambam Rajba says. We see a Chiddush over here, that not only is Matnas Chinam Mutter when it's Mekhel Memkar, who were in it's Mutter Lita Elis Asmui. Therefore, it says Iksav Seifer, who did not Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu did not want the Nechassim of the Hamalachim. Why? If Loi Tema Ani Asharitis Avraham, Tehavraham made me rich. Therefore, I'll tell us afterward, he did not receive the Nechassim. Therefore, Avraham was allowed to give it not Avraham Sechonim, and allowed to give it back to the Dalai Malachim. That's what also the Achlo in Pam Yochlis gives the same teretz in the Pasuk, the Stechemet, also in Merech Islamet. Klal Tzadik gives the same teretz, but there's no Isser to Elis Atzmai for Avraham Avinu, therefore he's allowed to give it back to the Malachim. So, therefore, again, so we have three Eterim over here. We have a Heter for Matnas Chinim, one is a Mekhel Memka, one when it has no Shabbos to you. The third Heter with Elis Atzmai. The Heter for Elis Atzmai also, the Chazanish says also, Shvias and Chavdalu, Matnas Chinim, and the Mitzvah Lesefamim, there's a Heter with Elis Atzmai. So you get off the burden on your back.
That's my cure. Well done.
That's a better person. You might be a better person not to be over Loisa Fonim. You have to judge. You have to be magda what exactly is a get of Telus Asmi. Not every Telus is mutter. No, I feel good giving a present to a guy, so I'm allowed to give a present to a guy because I feel good. Pashas, no. Because you shouldn't feel good, it's the wrong thing. It's things you shouldn't do. No, that's not. You have to mark to it, but no, that's not the way. Fine. There's a similar to the Chok Yaakov that says there's no Shavius. They're not allowed to give it. Or Sameach in the Hilchos of Adazara, Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, says, who did? If a Yid finds Hefka in the street, he's allowed to pick it up and give it to a Nochri. And there is no Issa Lo Sechonim. No Issa Matnas Chinam, because you're not giving what's yours. You're giving Hefka, and if you're allowed to give it to him. Even though at the end he has enough, but you do not give him, you're not giving something that's yours enough. Or even a Mulchonim, Cholim Gittim, in Ois Chav Beis, says, I let make a guy feel good, give him Nachas Ruach, I let tell him a funny joke, I let speak to him, make him feel good. So Zokta Mulchonim, there is no Issa Nachas Ruach, to make a guy feel good, there is no Issa Lois Chonim. It seems all three Shitas are Sameach, Chok Yaakov, and the Mulchonim over in the same Mahalach, as long as you're not giving anything from yourself, you're not giving anything that has any Shavius, true, you might get something, but there is no Issa Lois Chonim, there is no Issa Matnas Chinam. However, the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Reish and Zayin says that let's say you send a goy on a shliach to go do something for you. So and he gets in Mokhm Sakono or something happened to him. Sefer Chassidim says you lot of daven for him, a lot of daven for a goy. Why? In order that the goyim shouldn't have any tainus upon you. So he says only a lot of daven for a goy, daven for tefillah only she shouldn't have any tainus. So you see, first of all, we see one hefker with Elis, again, the same with Sidim Hos, with Elis is mutter. But if you have not to Elis, the floor, you're not praying, you're not giving anything from yourself. And still, the same with Sidim seems to say it's also, but not to Elis. But even more so, it's Mohar Avram in Simon, Kuf Pei Tess, Mohar Avram says when we bench, if you bench the whole entire benching, some of us do, some of them have to bench the whole thing. And it says in benching, says the Mogar Abram, let's say you're dabbling, you're benching where there's a goy in the house, well, let's even yeshiva, there's a goy in the yeshiva. When you say, Asanu Kulani Yachab, Baruch Shalema, you're giving a bracha to a goy. Baruch Shalema. And there's an Issa Loisachonim, says the Mogar Abram, you can't praise a goy. And therefore, you have to say, Asanu B'nei Bris Kulani Yachab, Baruch Shalema. And Avi told me that when I give dam, blood, of course, even Chaim Berlin, if I have double colon, so it seems the meaning over there, they do bench the whole thing. Because the Olam says out loud, Avi says, I sonu b'nei bris. Why? Because the guy's going to take the blood from you on Mamash Goyim. Before you can't say, you have to say, you can't say, I sonu kolon yachad. This din that the Mogen Avraham says, it's a Taz, it's a Kolboy, also Be'er Chafei, Matam Moshe, come on, all the Paiskim. The Siddur brought down, I got even seen this Siddur, Tfilos Kopeh, aside, he brings it down also. Yesh goy bebayis, kshivvorek b'chamoz, and yoyimu asanu b'nei bris, k'mon yachad. It's a loy sechani. Even more so, earlier in benching, says, when you, let's say you're eating in a hotel that's owned by a goy, or you're eating in a house of a goy, you say, Arachman yishlach lono bracha m'ruva b'bayis hazeh, in this house. The Ramah and Kuf Sadek Gimel, Siv Gimel, says also that we should make a zimun and say these words out. So the Mishavur, their paskins, either you should say, Balabayis Azeh, or you should say, Bilchisedu Vishiva Senu Adoylam. But you can't say Babayis Azeh in your hotel, it's owned by a guy. You say Babayis Azeh, give me a bracha to everyone's hotel, it is also. Again, as in the Lysa Khanik. So the Mishavur says either two Lushanis, either say Babayis Azeh, you say Balabayis Azeh. So no, Balabayis Azeh, you said whoever pays for the food, like Nifl the Balabayis. Whoever pays for the food is Balabayis. Yeah. He said, whoever came here and sat here to eat. But the Siddur over here doesn't bring it down. I'm not sure why he doesn't bring it down the Shabura. But that's what it's here over there by benching. Or I said a kolonu. By either place, all the places seem to hold the Issa Loisachonim, not in the Schino. Now, before, what are you giving? You're not giving anything that you own. Not giving anything that's yours. It's Loisachonim. Before, the Issa Matin Schinum. You can't give them a free gift. So, Elamai, before they're arguing on the Bechonon, the Osamech, the Chok Yaakov, all older, when you're giving nothing to yourself, it's still Esser. The Pasha says why. The reason why it's also because the Maisa is safe or safe, the Goy is getting something. The Torah does not want a Goy to get. So, what if you has no value, or you will cost nothing? But still, the Goy got a Matonah, you got a present. Therefore, in time, it should come out. The Chomets that you have, you're going to burn the next Matan Eschinon. Even more so, the Rambam says, Nuchs Ruteach, in Perek Yubez, Lochot Ezbov. Is it also lasia eight to toiv l'goy? You can't give good advice to a goy. And the Daika Chuba brings it down in Hilvos Kufn and Aleph by Lois Echonim. You can't give an eight to toiv to a goy. The marshal, a goy is a meir shorim and he has his map over there trying to figure out where he is. You can't go over to him and ask him. You know, you need help with directions because you give him eight to toiv. What's it? It's a Lois Echonim. Matan Eschinon. A goy came out not. Came out not.
Why are you giving him answer?
No. That's Tzar Bala Chaim. It's happening. A Behem also have to help. So maybe a Geishlein, the Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman has a Tshuva about it. No, you say, I don't know. If Shlomo Zalman says you should, maybe you could. I don't know if I can answer you. My show, he says, not lying. It's right.
Sure, Jonathan.
My show, he says.
The owner of Barra and Meisha, the guy says, it's in Barra.
No, if he is doing it, no, that's Dr. Shalom or Chil Hashem, then you're not doing it without him. It's not my skin, you're doing it without yourself. I'll tell you Chil Hashem, Dr. Shalom. Or you can say, I'm not able to speak in English, I don't know. And, I don't know if you do. Any day, it's not Shek. We said the Mashiach already, it's not Shek, it's not a problem.
He's thinking in English,
right? Like, Kid Hashem, by Shova Savedo?
No, I'm not Kid Hashem, I'm saying you're like a. I haven't paid you anyway,
right.
Like a hit down.
So if you don't
get a shem, you
if there'll be a kiddush shem, then can that again the Shlomo Zalman the Sefer Alei Lo Yibol, they ask him the shaila about giving directions to go. You seem to say it's kiddush shem and the Eretz, but at least if I'm kiddush shem, maybe it'll be mutter because you're not doing else, not giving manas. And it's kidding, you don't get to. It's the same thing with Dakishom. You hope be nicer to Yidim in the future. It's like a Mecca for Memka. It could be the same thing. But Stam, let's say you're sitting next to a guy in the train and tell him a joke, if no Rechul Hashem over there, or Stam talk to him and have a conversation. Oh, so why Makam Shalom? So again, the Rambam in Perek Yud, in the Avodah Zarah, Halacha Hey, he says, you can't be Kaifel Shalom, you can't say Shalom Shalom to a guy. Like, again, it's a giving a bracha, it's a Matnas Chinam. The reason why Makam Shalom, Mashal says, so you don't have to give back Kaifel Shalom, giving him a bracha, or another reason, as Dakar Shalom. But Echanami, if they won't give you Shalom first, and enough time Dakar Shalom, the Rambam says you can't say Shalom Shalom, that's a bracha, it's Issa Matnas Chinam. So, again, so the Rambam is saying, giving Eitz HaTovah to a guy, Stam giving me advice, that's Issa Matnas Chinam. Again, this is a raya that even though it has no Shabbat, it costs you nothing, any Eitz HaTovah, tell him, you know, you want a field to jump up and down, that's Eitz HaTovah, and it will cost you nothing, and he's not getting anything. Before, it's Issa Matnas Chinam, not like this place, not like the Samir HaGafrit and the Muhammad. So this, the Sukkum on Matnas Chinam. Again, we have two cards for Issa Matnas Chinam, either Leisechonim or Alsego of Oymachul Nafi. And there are three different Sirim. One Sirim that's Motiv is when you're Af Mechira Mekcha Menka, whether it's for service rendered in the past or service in the future. Then there is Te'elis Asmoy, the Rajbo, the person afterwards says Te'elis Asmoy is Motiv, give me Matnas Chinam. And when it has no Shabbos to you, it seems to be machloikis, but it seems again that Allah is to be machmer, even though it has no Shabbos, and you're giving him your social site, you are giving him something, and therefore there will be Isra of Laisikham, you can give Matnas Chinam, even though it's valueless to you, but he's getting something out of it. That's Alt Matnas Chinam. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's off, he has a second case, and besides from Laisikham, besides Laisitin Lehem Matnas Chinam, there's Isra Laisitin Lehem Chayim, you can't praise them. The Zohar says that Rav Gamliel saw an Isha Yafa and made a bracha on it. The kash is, you can't praise the guy. So he said, no, we're not praying the guy, we're praying the Kaddish Baruch Hu, my Abba Masach Hashem. How wonderful the Kaddish Baruch Hu is. So what is the Isha of praising guy? What can you, can't you praise the guy? So the Gemara's notion is, you can't say, come on, Achimzu, you can't praise how the guy, if he's handsome, or the guy, if she's beautiful, you can't praise how they look, unless you praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is he's praising Akash Brachu's Briya, but the person himself he can't praise. The lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is in the Sim Kuft and Alaf Sif Yudalit, but also the Shabbat B'Shvachon, Afilu Loima Kama Noah Akum Zeh, to also he can't praise how he looks, the Kal V'Choymer, Shisabah B'Shvach Maisov, certainly he can't praise his actions, that he acted very nicely, or Shichad V'Dvar Medova V'Dvar, he can't praise his speech, meaning you can't praise how he acts, saying, you know, he's a very nice person, or it's good mitos, and you can praise how he spoke. You can say, Bill Clinton, he spoke very well. It's a loisachonim, it's a of giving your praising a guy. What's the kal v'chaymer? What is the kal v'chaymer? Gemara only says you can praise how he looks. The pshat is, the madad can praise how he looks, which is better than not a mailin him. It's a kashbah who praise something so wonderful. And still you're praising him. Koshka, you can praise a mailin that's telling him, telling his bechir, the way how he spoke and the way how he acted. I hope the Shulchan Aruch ends off, al mechav mishvach elohis l'ashem yisbar. Then he can say, give a shvach to Hashem, saying he created something very nicely. Lashon on the Muki Yosef and the Yavis is not only allowed to, but you have a chiyuv to praise Kodesh Baruch Hu, we see something nice. So first one shaila, are you allowed to praise a nation? Allowed to praise a nation, allowed to say shvaches are strong. These guys, they're behemoth ghastly, they're good, they can carry stuff. Allowed to praise a nation. Are you allowed to praise Chinese, they're so smart, you know, these guys, they sit in computers all day, I don't know. Or French, they're such nice people. I love praise nations. Sorry? I love praise nations. So the Gemara in Shabbos, on Lamed Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says, a Meisah that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda were sitting, and Rabbi Yehuda spoke and said, how nice the Romans are. They made bathhouses and bridges and marketplaces. Rabbi Yossi kept quiet. Shimon ben Yochai says the reason why they made bathhouses for the pleasures, the reason why they made shuks, marketplaces, were for zaydnas, they made bridges only for mechas, for tax. So the question is, how did Yehuda praise him? What's the give and take between Yehuda and Shimon ben Yochai? So it says a Moshe, Dibbus Moshe over there, in the Ora at Tzadik Beis. He says, Be'etim Avad, there is no Islah Sechonim on nations. On nations, there is no Islah Sechonim. Messiah of Yehuda and Shimon ben Yochai agree. Just the arguing, but what does it get of our Karas Atayiv? When do you have to have a Chiv of Karas Atayiv? When they do a Shalal Shmoa that. But that there is no Isla Sukhamim of praising a nation. That's a Moshe. The Svasemis over there learns Hakar. That everyone agrees is the Isser of Loisachonim on a nation. It can praise any nation. And the Rabbi Yehuda is saying here, Beloshe B'tmiyah, Kamanah, the Romans, how great they are, because they do this and this and this, no, they're not so great because of it. It's saying in Russia, but to me, there is no mile in it. But about it is it's a phrase. Or the Goyin over there also, the Goyin in Shabbos, on Gilman Bay, says also, Sayyub Yehuda and Sayyub Shimon, Benichai, both of the Isser to praise a nation. And why did he, what's Pshan of Yehuda? Of Yehuda saying, what to Ellis Asma, and he's saying, Mut of Tachum, Loyum Acheris, is there to live under them, not under another nation. But also to Ellis, come and say that we should try to live under this nation, not anyone else. But that is us to praise a nation. Look in the Redal, in Dvar Rabo, in Kitzetze, in Oishchav Tess, he seems to say, that's Guf of Machlokes of Yehuda Pshimon Yechai, if you're allowed to praise a nation. And Tzitzelias in Chelet as well, the Simeon Zayn brings down other friends, brings down this Machlokes Pshav and Mon Shabbos. So I'll praise a nation, I don't know, could be some Jewish Lahachmer, maybe the other Southern Lahachmer, I don't know if you'll have praise a nation. That's just one Shiloh if you'll have praise a nation, Uma. Another Shiloh, what about Lata Elis? If I praise a guy, Lata Elis. Even though we said before, by Matnas Chinam, you'll have to give a Matana Lata Elis. But there, it's like saying Matnas Chinam, I'm doing it by myself, I'm not giving him Matana for free. It's Lata Elis, there is a reason. However, over here, the issue is to praise a guy. And so people say, if I'm praising him, Lashon Rambam is, I can't praise him. Why? Because they should go in with Dabik Imoy, Lo Moy, the Maisav Aroyim. Because I learned from his Maisav. So the shell is, what is the Het? So if it's with the LS, before there should be no Het, and that's how the Vitzel, HaFochmo, and Shuvah, and Chelik Aleph, Simen, Mem Zayin, Paskins. The Vitzel HaFochmo. He said, Echnami, even if there is a Te'elis, there is no heter, Simon Bob. There is no heter to praise a guy. That means it comes out. You want to tell a person, no, this barber is a wonderful barber, you should go use him. It's also you, Meshabachim. To praise a cleaning lady, to say it's heter. He said, and even for money, you can't praise a guy, you can get money out of it. There is no heter to Te'elis. That's his Kiddush. Best to yourself, anyone else. There is no, you're praising God. You're now praising God.
No, come down. He's saying it's come down. The guy wants to go in. He's
go to him, but don't praise him. Now praise. Is there you're praising? You're circle safe. You're looking at Shabbayim, and you'll appreciate him. And we don't want you to appreciate God. So may I? No, my tongue. The issue is, I'm not giving man a skin. It's not to the chinam. I'm doing for a reason. That's what he says.
Very good.
I can't say. trust me. No, that's his shita. However, again, we just mentioned beforehand the Goyin in Shabbos, Kufa says, what was the heter from Yehuda to praise the Goyin, to praise the Romans? He said, well, to Ellis, it's Mutav Tachtam, Loi Umacher. It's Kufa the Goyin argues on the self of me and sell the same Shamik Mon in Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Ellis' Mutav. Clean lady, again, Tzal HaChom would hold its also. The Tzal HaChom holds its also. However, the Goyim will hold its mutter. But wait, another way, it says in Kedushin on the Aflam al-Alef, Ad Heichin Nechir Kibraveim, the Gemara brings a raya from Dimo Ben Asino, from a Goyim. That he see how well he did Kibraveim. Why? Because he didn't wake up his father, he was Zechel Paradumo. I was to have to praise the Goyim. So it says a Sefer Ma'at Sari, under the Isselor Sechanim, explains that it's mutter, why? It's tell us, he was showing a Chayisal, how far the Chiyuv Kibbut Ava Eim is.
So
he doesn't speak about this, right? He didn't bring that in this one. He just says,
don't
know. But like, again, the Goyin says before Shemutter, the Matat Tori, for Oy, the Tzitzeliezer, in the Chelik Tezvav, Sim, the Zayin, Ois Gimel, you want to explain what is the heter that the Rambam writes about Aristotle? There's one madrega lower than Ruach HaKodesh. It's possibly praising him, praising Aristotle. He's so wonderful, he's so smart, so much chachma. So he wants to have the same thing. The reason why we're praising him is with the Elos, we see the Torah is more smarter, and we're better, and what we're saying is MS. It's something, it's we're praising with the Elos, so we should see how smart the Torah is, or our chachma is better, or we know better, we understand better. Again, we're in with the Elos. So again, it's just like, so this is a heter for praising Goyim or praising, or who did any doctor? How was the heter to praise any doctor to say, go use this doctor? That's a heter of Al Te'elis. So even though itself Chokhmah is Machmur, it seems that the Gro, Matsori, and the Sisliaz, and even more so the Chazanish, and Shvi, Simchav Dal, Pristal, also seems to say the same thing, that Al Te'elis Akhmah is Mutter to praise a Goyim. So Lachal Lachur, it is Mutter to praise a Goyim. Metellus. The Shaila is, this Nigaya to, I don't think it negates anyone really here, but I phrase sports players. A guy can jump and slam a ball into a rim and wow, it's amazing, and he gets so much money for it. Well, maybe more Nigaya, can we praise Beethoven or Heinrich Jani? Can you praise these people? Say the music is wonderful, it's great. It's Lechura, Pashtis. And so it's Aser. And Mamash, what are sports players? We call them idols, or we worship them. This Mamash lois a fun name to the T, that we shouldn't worship and have shaykhs. We want to be like them. I got guys in my shir, used to wait outside the stadium by certain games and pick up the players and drive them home and schmooze to them. Players, Knicks and Nets players, they Mamash would do it. And they would talk about them, how they're shaykhs to them. Shaykhs, it was fascinating. But these, I met him in this place, and we talked about this and this. It's Mamash, it's a lois a fun name. It's Mamash, you try to have shaykhs to them, and you're going to end up learning from them nice and loyal. The Chura Pasha is also, even though there are people who want to matter, I'm not sure. The Hetayim, I don't understand. And the Pasha should be also. And I saw, and I heard it from a different place commits also. I saw the print also. Rabelski asked the yells even also to wear outfits of the team.
And that's only by players.
So to buy the tape. Give him the tape. Don't praise him. I'm not saying you can't follow sports. I'm saying you can't praise him. I'm not saying you can't listen to Beethoven. There's the Minigas too. But you can't go say, oh, Beethoven Fifth Symphony? Wow, it's amazing. That would be awesome. It's a lesson fun. We're praising him. Even though it's true, the Chalidim says the Isser is in the Das, in the mind. The Pashal of all the places seems to say it's Isser in the Pashal. Oh, you pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Konami. Very really. Come on.
A few people are about.
Yeah. No, Michael, I heard once a guy pray, Jordan can jump so high. I mean, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu gracious. But it's very hard to really.
It's hard as person.
I know, if you pray the first penning shvites, it might be a problem praising the Ummah. But even if pick a specific person, the floor, you're saying a Michael, praising them. Do you want to be like them? Guys in the court, they're like Michael, they walk down the court, and they get the basket, they hang out their tongue. I know, just like, I'm Michael, they imitate, they talk like him.
I see how they
before this year, I prepared for it, you know. No, the floor is it's a lesson for them. Well, that's all sports. The third issue is the issue of Loisitilam Chaniya Bakarfa. You can't give them land and Eretz Yisrael to dwell in. What's the Megayos? The Megayos really three things. One thing is, Megayos also we make peace with the Arabs. Before I can make peace with the Arabs, and give them land. Issue, the Tarah. But if it was peace, still what is the Heter? So is it Heter to Arabs? We'll get to it. Well, the second thing in the Megayos is when you sell Chometz and Pesach. When you sell Chometz and Eretz Yisrael, if you're supposed to go away from Pesach, sell your whole house to the guy. I don't know what the Shas says, but you sell the whole house, before it should be a problem, of Loisa Chonim. Loisa Chonim Chonim Bakarka. And the third Shaila is, Het Mechira Shvius. Can you sell the Karka so that the Arabs will own it, and you'll work it, and you sell it to you? Het Mechira. So first, make Shalom, before it's Mutter, because Koch Nefesh, or Savak Koch Nefesh, or the Shoyim, for the sake of Koch Nefesh, before else, that reason there should be Mutter. To sell Chometz, the house for Pesach, I don't know what the Shtar says. If they sell it with us, I'm not sure what the house is. They do only bless on the Schirus. Schirus is also a bond and exempt Mechiro. I'm not sure, you have to look what the Shtar says. The guy, don't sell the Chometz inside the house. Don't sell out. And there's a show. It's not a problem. But you sell the Chometz inside the house. Don't sell the house.
What's
that about? Sorry, the law is only there, so. Renting is exempt out of the Mechiro.
Like
it has to be Rishus, so maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure how to do it. I don't know what the Shah is. Kenzai. If you rent it, I don't know what the Shah is. I think the Shah says you sell it, you buy it back. I'm not sure.
If you
have to see the Shah, how it's what they write, I don't know. But not up to us, whatever, they're bottom pass and they know what they're doing. The third Shah is Nigeria to Het Mechira. The Shah, first the Tayyim, we are Mahmoud and the Het Mechira, but what the Tayyim are. First, the Kaftur Perach from Perak Yud, he's a Rishon, he says that the Issa Lois Sitim Lem Chaniya Bekarak, he said, let's say you're one Yid who lives among the Arabs, and when you want to leave and go live among Yidin, can you sell your house? So he says you're allowed to sell your house. Explains the Har Tzvi why. I had Issa Lois Sefanim. So the only reason is Issa Lois Sefanim, because you can sell to Yid or to a Goy, and you're choosing a Goy, you're being chen, being gracious to him, you're picking a Goy over a Yid. But when there's no Yid who wants to buy, only Goyim want to buy, it's Nichol, and it's the Nechlami, it's Te'elis, and there's a Hefer Te'elis by selling Kaken Yisrael. Who then also, it says in the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Parakei, it's a Sefer by Rishon, by Sefer Shumus, or the Torah Shalos Miuchas to. And over there, it says the same thing, by only living among Goyim. And the Mordechai Gifter Zatzal has, he's the Magi over there, and he says the same shot in the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, where's the Te'elis, there is a Hefer. So Odin, by Het Mechirov, Eretz Yisrael, Lechura Te'elis, if there is an Indian of Te'elis, by, just like the Indian of Te'elis by Manas Chidim, the Indian of Te'elis by praising Goy, who would the Indian of Te'elis by Chnei Bekakwa. Therefore, Het Mechirov, if you want, you can sell the land in Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs, to the Ishmaelim, and work it, there should be no problem. That's the Tzad Lahatr. Tzad Lahatr is the Chasm Yisrael of the Forest, by Chnei Bekakwa, we don't say there's a Het of Te'elis. Only by the other two mitzvahs, but by Chnei Bekakwa, Lechura, we just don't want them living here. Te'elis, not Te'elis, we don't want them in Eretz Yisrael HaKadosha. If they're going to be here, that's an Isser. That's the reason, that's one machlokes. One reason to ask them, or not. Another machlokes is this Indian, Chenia Bakarko. Let's say they're not going to live in Eretz Yisrael. They're just going to own it technically, but they're not going to put their house and dwell their mamish. But also this machlokes that Paiskim, Hatsri, the Mavlim, all told, they're not mamish going to live there. They just own it technically. The Issa of Leisa Chanim is only, they can't live there. You didn't cause them to live there. They caused them to own it. There's no Issa to own it. There's only Issa for them to live there. That's the Hetter. Again, the Chasnish argues, that's the Machlokes of Hetter Mechira. What does it negate to us? Once they sold it, why can we buy it? If the Bezdin sold it, why can we buy it? So the Chasnish says, even if they sold it, so they were even available, we can buy the Hetter Mechira, because how did they sell it? They went to Bezdin, and Bezdin sold it. So the Chasnish in the Shvius, in Simchav Dalet, Ois Dalet, ain't Shlech with Ba'Avero. Since it's Avero, they can't sell it. It's not Chal. For another reason, Iyovah by Mahani, Mechirat Nan Chachal, Behar Tzvi, in Yodaya, Simul Kuf Chav Gimel, he quotes Chazanish, and he argues in the Gdorim of Shlichus, and in the Gdorim of Iyovah by Mahani, and there's a lot of read what the Ged of Shlichus is, Negera, Et Mechira, and the Iyovah by Mahani. So that is the Yisoy, the Machlokes, we are Machmer, we'd rather we don't send up on the Het Mechira, even though Chai Yisrael first was, and they weren't, and in the Doris, but the end, Rav Diskin, and Rav Shmuel Salant, and others were machmer not to circle, the error machmer not to be samech on the Het Mechira. Now we are not samech upon it. So again, we went through three issurim of Lo Yisachonim, either Ma'anes Chinam, or the issur of Chen, the Shabbatim, and the issur of Chenia Bekarko. There's one heter that's negated to all three. The Pasuk Lo Yisachonim, you look it up in the Torah, it's talking about Dafka Zayin Umim. Only the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. What about? So the Tosis in the Avodah Zarah says clearly, Lavak is Zayin Umim, who didn't, anyone who is Oyvin Avodah Zarah, any nation that's Oyvin Avodah Zarah. So, what does that mean, Oyvin Avodah Zarah? Does it mean Dafka Oyvin Avodah Zarah, or any Goy? So the Masham over here, the center to the Rashba, gave one Teretz, means L'shalim, L'mashah Kodam, gives another Teretz, the Rashba has another Teretz, if there is no Issa Lo Yisachonim, if he's not Oyvin Avodah Zarah. And this guy, the Shalach Oyodim Yerach Benafri, is a Nafri and he wasn't Oyvin Avodah Zarah. If there is no Issa Lo Yisachonim, if he's not Oyvin Avodah Zarah. So, certainly the Ishmaelim and Arab is certainly not Oyvin Avodah Zarah. The Christians, the Pashas, not either. Machlokes, but certainly the Protestants, Catholic, maybe they are. Ishlain. But certainly a guy, this is a big heter. You can praise probably most sports players, and you can praise Matnes Chinom, you can do heter Mechilo. If this Rashba is true, that Isl Lo Yisachonim is only with Oyvid Avayt Zara, then the whole Isl Chulat Naplav is Manazem. What the other Mishonim hold? So the Chinuch seems to be Machlokes, the Achronim, and Tzitzel Yazar, B'Shev HaLevi, what he holds. The Rabag in Chumash and Re'ei is Machlokes, Nishmas Kol Chai, and Magi over there, what he holds. The Rambam is Machlokes Rav Gifter and the Kesef Mishnah what he holds. Smag is Machlokes Nesikela what he holds. All Alsa Shaila. Aloch Lamaisach. All the Achonim is Manazer Amachmir. It says in the Chos to Mishpul, Simon Rishman Test, Beis Yosef says, don't tell me Dafka Oyvid Avoid Azoro and then all the Goyim. Afilu Yishma'elim. It says before even Yishma'elim. The Bach over there also says, Afilu Yishma'elim. The Shach and Kuftim out in Yerodea, the Lashon is also, the Kol Oyvid Chav Mashma, Afilu Yishmoel. Afilu Yatoshit, the Deloy, Poshit, it was Poshit. Any guy is Nifl in the Isloy Sechonim. The Mishnah Brura also says it in the Reish Chapei. It's also the Shabbat, Akusi is not Oyvid Avoid Azoro. It's still also the Shabbat. That's Mishbuah, Maragon, Beis Yosef, so all that Chayim is Manazer, even though it's a Rishon, the Rashba says it, however, Lalocha, Avayim, and Atzenech upon him, we have to be, and there isn't, and all Goyim are Nechel and Lois upon him. So, this Isser of Leisa Fanim, what's the reason for it? Rambam again says, Isser Mepnesha going with Dabak Imoy, a little bit of a Mice of a Roy. Isser, we don't want to have Shaykhs to go and stay away from them. I mean, this Isser, Be'etzim, giving them a present and praising them, Be'etzim is no Isser. The Isser is only, so you shouldn't have Shaykhs them, and then learn from that bad Mice. So see the Torah. The Isser Leisa Fanim is really a Gzeira. The Torah made a Gzeira not to praise them, not to learn from them. Meaning a person has a responsibility in the chayis not to put himself in the mokum. Like, look, my simon, you should not, there's mouth that's coming up. You shouldn't put yourself in the matzah, in a place that bad things, you can learn bad things from it. That's mamash Isser Leisa Fanim. You shouldn't have shaykhus to God. You shouldn't be, put yourself in the matzah that you'll be in a sayim. You shouldn't, there's a Moshe Balma, buy a TV and I'm not going to watch it. Well, those things, once you have it, tell me that I can watch it. Yeah. No, you just, you have a person's a key responsibility not to put himself in chutz in a sayim. So that was Leisa Fanim is teaching us that we should assume a by saying to put yourself away from the matzah of Ra, merely you won't learn from the Ra, and that's how a person will strive in doing the right thing.
We'd like to thank a special guest for coming, to Brother Avram Stolman for showing up. Thank you very much.